Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a Monday. Yes. Oh, my goodness. A Magic City Monday. And the NBA playoffs have officially started. Wake the kids. Call the neighbors. My goodness. And yes, the Odd Couple is coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
That's right, Bill. We will do it live. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit Geico.com for a free rate quote.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Thank you. Rob Parker here. Bernie Fratto there. In for Mr. Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. We'll have a slew of other guys joining us here on The Odd Couple. Bernie Fratto, somebody who I work together with in Detroit. He's, of course, a Fox Sports Radio host. He works on the weekends. And Mr. Bernie Fratto, what's happening?
And, Robin, you see there is Las Vegas, where it's a 114-degree wind chill today. And I don't want to say it's hot, but I just saw a thief stealing hubcaps, and he was wearing oven mitts.
That's hot. My goodness. So, yes, Mr. Bernie Fratto will, of course, chime in. We'll have all kinds of stuff to talk about basketball. We got some great guests as well. Dave Wanstead from Fox Sports will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. So we got a packed Monday. So much to do, so little time. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And Ralph Irvin is the update person. He'll keep us updated throughout the program as well. So, Bernie, let's kick it off and let's get started with, of course, the story of the day, which is the NBA playoffs. We've already seen two games already. Did you get to watch any of the first game? The first game against Utah and Denver was a thriller. Went into overtime, and Denver wound up getting the win. And, of course, in the second game, Toronto jumped out big all over the Nets and won comfortably in those two games. But, Bernie, in preparing for the start of the NBA playoffs, I wrote a column for Deadspin.com today. And basically the column was that when Kawhi wins the NBA title, and that's what I'm feeling, like the Clippers have everything they need in order to get it done. I know a lot of people have a hard time still believing that the Clippers are going to win anything because of their history of futility. And I've always said the Clippers, people look at the Washington Generals and the Clippers in the same way, that they were never going to win anything, but not this time around. They got the right guy to lead the way. And Bernie, if they do win this championship, which I believe they will, it will make Kawhi the king of the NBA. And let me give you my couple of reasons why, and then you could chime in. But he will have won back-to-back championships with two franchises that had never won anything until he put on their uniform. Toronto last year and the Clippers this year. That would give him three NBA championships, and he would be the first person to lead, not just be on the team and get three championship rings from three different teams, but actually be the lead dog and lead three different franchises to an NBA championship. And also, when you look at what happened this past summer when LeBron James tried to lure him to the Lakers, it would be the ultimate endorsement of betting on yourself. He could have joined Anthony Davis and LeBron James and had what I would call easy street, right? We would have seen a three-headed monster we had never seen in the NBA. And instead, he decided to go to the Clippers. He didn't want to join royalty and LeBron. He joined the coit jesters of basketball. And you know what? If he winds up being the big winner and win, I think he becomes the face of basketball. I know there are other great players, and I'm not saying that none of them don't matter. But three championships, three different franchises, and ultimately three finals MVP would be an impressive resume.
Well, first of all, the good news, Rob, the Clippers are coached by Doc Rivers, not Red Klotz, so they've got that going for them. But I read your article on Deadspin, and we traded texts, and we're in lockstep on this. First of all, LeBron coming to Los Angeles, this is much more than a singular championship, in my view. It's a referendum on LeBron's legacy. He asked to carry this torch, because when you look at the history of the Lakers, Rob, the Lakers are a franchise defined by eras. You had the Wilt Chamberlain era, the Kareem Magic Johnson era, the Kobe era, the Shaq era. Now you've got the LeBron era. All of the preceding eras won championships, in most cases, multiple championships. So to watch an upstart, young, and I love the verbiage you used, soft-spoken, non-diva, come to town and cobble a team together that's never won anything and take home the crown that LeBron so much covets. We've not only got a huge story, I think we've got a referendum on both legacies, as you allude to. Certainly Kawhi, who has to be the king of the universe if he does this.
And people will say, well, KD's a better player than him. And KD's a great player and has won back-to-back championships with Golden State before moving on to Brooklyn, won two finals MVPs. But, Bernie, I just think that Kawhi's resume is even – and that's not saying that Kevin Durant's not a better player. He could be, like, just skill-wise. But when you talk about being that kind of guy, this guy walked out on Pop in San Antonio, wanted no part of an organization that had done nothing but win, right? Their 22-year streak of making the playoffs got snapped this past regular season for them. So he did that. And he's still winning, and he went to the Clippers doing his own thing, and now he also spurred LeBron. I just think when you look at what he stacked up, most people would have taken the easy road. He could have easily gone to the Lakers, Bernie. They play in the same building. They play in the same city, right? The only difference is one has an unbelievable fabled history, and the other one doesn't. And he chose the one that didn't.
I have a lot of respect for Kawhi, and I'm qualified to say that because I've been here in Vegas 10 years, and I covered the UNLV Running Rebels, and Kawhi went to San Diego State, saw him play courtside many times, talked to Steve Fisher about him. People don't have any idea how really good he is, unless you've seen him in person and all the things he does that makes everybody around him better and things that don't show up in the box score. And he has a complete game. He's an offensive player. He's a defensive player. You know, you may not say he's the best defensive player in the league or maybe the best offensive player in the league, but you put the two together, and he's the best combination of both. I remember distinctly that San Diego State team, I want to say it was 2012 when UConn won it all with Kemba Walker. San Diego State, I believe, faced him in either the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. They were tied with 2 minutes to go. Thanks to Kawhi now, UConn pulled away and won. But you could see at that moment that Kawhi had the you know, potential to be a transcendent player. What have you always said, Rob? It's a short menu in sports. Wins or losses. And I like KD. I think physically he's as gifted as anybody who ever put on the uniform. But when it comes to winning championships, Kawhi has proven to be that transcendent player. And in a minute, I'm going to give you the reasons why I think the Clippers will beat the Lakers.
And the other thing, too, when you look at it, you talked about it, he plays both ends of the floor. Two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, three-time All-Defensive First Team. I mean, he's won two championships, been the Finals MVP twice, 2014 with the Spurs, 2019 with Toronto. When you look at the resume and you start to stack it up, and I think when you look at LeBron, you're right. His legacy will take a hit from the standpoint that this is his best last chance to win a championship in year 17, and let's not poo-poo what they did, Bernie, this year, which was win the West and play well and run some people out the gym and become the number one seed. And as you know, they are the favorites to win the championship in Vegas. Just because Vegas has made them the number one favorite to win doesn't mean that it is so. When you look at it basketball-wise, I think what Kawhi Leonard adds, and of course he has Paul George as his running mate, but what they add to the team from a year ago, Bernie, and you think about it, they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. But it still tells you about where they were. They won two games on the road against Oakland last year in the first round. They needed Kevin Durant to put up 50 points at Staples Center just to knock them out in six games, and they had no stars on that team. And going into it, you got to feel good. If you're the Clippers, you got a guy who's been there, who's done that, who's not afraid of the stage, right? And all those other guys have to do is follow his lead and know that he can deliver because he's done it.
The inverse proportion of what you said about LeBron at the top is I think players wanted to play with Kawhi. We're talking about workmanlike guys, the plumbers and pipe fitters that are willing to do the heavy lifting to contribute to a win on the basketball court. As such, I think the Clippers have incredible depth. And if you remove the superstar pairs from both teams, you take that out of the equation and look at who the better team is, the answer is easily the Clippers, because every single player on that roster is worthy of playing significant minutes on any given night. I believe Kawhi has made them better. Now let's put these two teams side by side. I define it as grit versus flash. You look at the intangibles, the Clippers, they're more regarded for their toughness and grit. The Lakers, they've kind of tried to bring back Showtime. But to me, the most desirable characteristic of any championship team is grit, more so than flashiness. And I think the Clippers have an advantage in that department thanks to the tone that Kawhi sets, which is what they set in Toronto last year. And finally, we don't really know how good this Clipper team can be yet, because Leonard and George have only played a handful of games together before, you know, the bubble. And
But when they play, Bernie, I think their record is something like 15-1 when they've had their entire team. And I think that says a lot, that people know, I think even the Clippers, that when they're a whole unit, they're going to be hard to beat, especially for somebody trying to beat them 4 out of 7.
Well, I'm in complete agreement. In the context that I mentioned the fact that for, you know, just for happenstance, the reason that Leonard and George haven't had a chance to play a lot together is irrelevant. The more they are going to play together, the whole become better than the sum of the parts, and I think they are going to wreak havoc in these playoffs. And you add to that what I believe to be the brilliant mind of Doc Rivers, because he'll juggle lineups. He'll shuffle in rotations.
They got 10 deep. Yep, they're 10 deep, Bernie.
Not only are they 10 deep, I want to reiterate this. These are 10 guys that can play significant minutes, not guys that can come in and play 8 or 10 minutes while someone gets a blow. I'm talking about guys that can play quality minutes. And when you add Doc Rivers' ability to shuffle rotations and combinations and find situational things in games, the Clippers are going to be a bear for just about everybody, but particularly the Lakers. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that the Lakers are really going to miss Avery Bradley. You can't poo-poo this. He brought defensive savvy. He brings a physical attitude. The last time the Clippers lost to the Lakers in the regular season before the bubble, Avery Bradley hit 6 threes that night. So when this gets going, the backcourt play is going to be problematic for the Lakers as well. And you're going to see LeBron try to put the team on his shoulders with a lot of iso ball and clear outs and bully ball. Not going to work, because the Clippers can run bodies at him all night long.
It will be interesting, no doubt about it. And don't forget, Rondo's out as well. So the Lakers are a little beat up and missing some people. But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But, all right, would a Clippers title this season be a bigger positive for Kawhi or a bigger knock on LeBron? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. We'll continue this conversation next. It's The Odd Couple with Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard on this Magic City Monday. Yes, it is Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is a Magic City Monday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. And yes, we're talking about the NBA playoffs, which have kicked off and we're underway. And if the Clippers win, would it have a bigger meaning for Kawhi Leonard than LeBron loses? Whose reputation will be boosted or hurt more in that situation? Bernie, you ready to go to the phones?
Rob, I think both of our opinions are well entrenched. Yet let's go to the phones. Elvis in Mobile, Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Rob, listen, man, I pretty much agree with everything you said about Kawhi. If he wins and pulls us off, and he'll be the guy, the main guy in the NBA. But I feel like it'll only be hardcore basketball people that'll know it, because the dude is not about that at all, man. The dude is completely averse to any kind of publicity. I mean, I'm not knocking him. I actually think it's kind of cool.
No, you know what?
No desire for publicity or anything to be on anybody's lips or anything. He just wants the ball. So I feel like the casual fan would probably still say it was LeBron, but the ballers, the hardcore guys that really follow the league and know it would definitely say that it's Kawhi, because it would be an amazing accomplishment, really.
No doubt about it. You're spot on with that. Because he's not that guy. Bernie, what did you say about what I wrote in the column about being a non-diva and soft-spoken?
Right.
He's just not into that. He does his own thing. People criticize him for the load management, but I'm going to give him the right. He didn't like the way he was being handled, Bernie, medically down in San Antonio, forced his way out. And it worked in Toronto, playing 62 games or whatever it was last year, and it worked so far for the Clippers this year. So I'm going to stick with that.
I'm sticking with it, too. Look, Kawhi is not into self-indulgence. He's a guy who goes about his business in a workmanlike manner. He's very dignified in all of his dealings. And I will compare him to just, you know, a little bit of a stretch, but he's going to be a Wayne Gretzky type, okay? He is going to get his accolades, but he's not going to beat his chest and call a press conference every 6 seconds. You know, LeBron wins the West with a depleted Golden State Warriors team, and he can't wait to stop tweeting about it. See, y'all said I couldn't do it. No, we don't really care. It's all going to come down to October 12th, which could be Game 7 if you make it that far. And if you're not in that game, people will be writing a whole different narrative. And by the way, I encourage everybody to read Rob's column today on Deadspin, because it's thoughtful, and I think it's out an inconvenient truth, because I get it. LeBron's got a lot of fans out there. Let's go back to the phones. Tony in D.C., you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
Fellas, how you doing? How you doing? Always a pleasure.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you, sir,
Tony.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, as a proud member of a Parker's platoon, It's nice to hear good sports conversation tonight. Shout out to my man Broussard, but this is what it's about right here. My man Rob Parker. But what I want to say is, if Kawhi takes the Clippers to a title, this is the equivalent of maybe like Aaron Rodgers taking the Bengals to a Super Bowl championship.
No, you know what?
This would be incredible. And I think this is a must-win for LeBron. Because like you said, next year Golden State's going to be back. AD's a free agent. He might leave. Portland's going to be healthier again. Dallas is going to be a year better. So this is a make-or-break year for LeBron. But if Kawhi pulls this off, it's a wrap. It is definitely a wrap.
No doubt. I think that appreciate the call, Tony. It would be hard to discount Bernie anything on his resume. What would there be? It's about the reason that we play is to win. It's about winning. We talk about it all the time, a short menu, wins and losses. and when you win championships and you affect franchises that could never get over the hump. The Raptors always had good teams, Bernie, for years. Won 60 games, could never win the title. Right? Kawhi shows up 1 year, they win the championship.
And to the caller's point, the Bengals are never supposed to win. No one expects them to. And you've compared the Clippers to the Washington Generals because they never win. No one expects the Clippers to win. So here's the added value of a guy coming to a franchise that's not supposed to win. No one expects to win. They're a punchline. So in addition to Kawhi's accolades, and if he wins a title with the Clippers, he would have now brought the first ever title to two different franchises. And Kawhi would match LeBron's rings, without needing a super team to do it. So forget cumulative stats. Kawhi's, he's got many years left on his career. And I know, the Kevin Durant comparisons, whatever. The long and the short of it is, winning a championship in Los Angeles for the Clippers will bring accolades of itself. Let's go back out to the phones. Bill in Austin, Texas, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Good afternoon, guys. And Rob, it's good to hear you having your passion back for writing. Haven't got a chance to read it yet, but it sounds like it's another great story.
I appreciate that. And I have. I think I lost it for a little bit. You know what I mean? I really do. And
yep.
Some of the stuff I've been writing for Deadspin.com, I'm not kidding you, has been some of the best stuff I've done in 35 years of writing. And that says
a
lot.
That's awesome. Well, I was talking to the call screener, and I was telling him that at first I was thinking, okay, it's going to be a wash, because here's LeBron. He goes down to Miami, wins some championships, goes back to Cleveland, wins one then for them finally, now goes to L.A. But then you really go by with what Bernie was saying about grit and what you've been talking about, and that is just doing your job, elevating others, and then to the point where you've got a great foundation from Popovich. You take that, things didn't really work out, goes to Toronto, and like you guys were just talking about, got that team over the hump and then finally win the championship, and now he's doing the same thing again. And he's getting his business done. And what's so amazing with him is because we're all going to have a bad game. Things are going to just go to pot. But he is able not to have a big conference about it or anything else. He turns around and then he has the next game that slides out and everybody forgets what happened the last game because he doesn't make an issue of it because he's just out there to play and he's out there to win. So I think the greatest thing for him or the greatest one will really be for Kawhi because just as you guys were talking about, he brought it to two franchises that have never won it.
That's incredible. And thanks for the call. That's the part that does put him over the top. All right, a Heisman front runner is pushing the Big Ten to play football this fall, but will he succeed? Fox football analyst Dave Wannstedt has the answer coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. We now welcome in our guest, Dave Wannstedt, of course, of Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. Of course, he's a football analyst. Coach Wannstedt, how are you doing today, Dave?
You know what? I'm doing good. yes, I miss everything that's going on. I can kind of feel and taste football around the corner, so I'm kind of trying to keep my focus on that as we get ready. But things are good. No complaints.
All right. Let's start with, of course, Ohio State star quarterback Justin Fields. He started a petition requesting that the Big Ten immediately reinstate the 2020 football season. What do you make of that? It's hard for me to believe that they're going to reverse their decision, but what do you make of the idea of a petition?
I mean, it's great that he's showing some leadership, and I think speaking out on behalf of the players, being that he's one of the most high-profile players, obviously, not just in the Big Ten, but in the country. I mean, I like that all part of it. I get it. I can see some frustration. But the presidents, you know, whomever made that final decision, I mean, they based this off of the science and off of what their medical doctors told them. I don't think this is – it's going to waver it at all. I mean, I would agree with you. I think that, an opinion by him or a parent or a coach, I think they surely were anticipating, you know, some fallback on this, and I don't think it's going to have any bearing whatsoever.
Coach, how you doing? Bernie Fratto, question for you. Look, college football is a collision sport, not a contact sport. Dancing's a contact sport. So when they talk about playing in the spring, can you really ask 18 to 21-year-olds to play two seasons in one calendar year?
Well, honestly, I think you can. I really do. These kids are young. You're going to have a whole other group of freshmen coming in. You're going to have a group of seniors leaving. That doesn't really bother me. I mean, I think that you can definitely do that. And the players will be ready. Obviously, they're talking. The Big Ten's talking about starting the middle of January. They would be done the 1st of April. And you know, a lot of schools don't get finished up with their spring practice until May. It'll be an adjusted. Now, it could carry over forward, and I could see maybe an adjusted schedule the upcoming year, or maybe a little later schedule or a little shorter training camp. I could see something like that. But can these kids handle that? Absolutely, they can. They're young, they're strong, they'll bounce back quick.
Our guest, Dave Wannstedt, of course, of Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. Dave, a lot of big-time coaches came out and made their cases as well for to try to save the football season. And I don't know. I mean, it came off like, I get it, they're football, they're committed to it, it's their life, it's what they want to do. Something's wrong where the NCAA could – cancel Division II and III football and the Ivy League and some other places. But Division I is left for debate. The coaches seem to be really involved, like as if they had something to lose. I don't know if it's salary, do they get paid or not, if there's a season. There's just something that just didn't seem right. What's your take on the big-time coaches, Nick Saban, Jim Harbaugh, and those guys all speaking out?
Yeah, well, they will get paid. I can tell you this firsthand because I've talked to several of them.
Okay.
A lot of schools already have asked them to take a cut, 10, 15, 20%.
Right.
So that's kind of an individual thing. But I think what most of the coaches, and I was reading, Jim Harbaugh's thing about being safer on campus, and I think Nick Saban said that. And if I'm a college coach, I would not have been concerned up to this point. And I'll tell you why. When you're in training camp, I mean, there's not students on campus, number one. You've got that training camp mentality. You're up together. You're eating your meals together. It's meetings. It's bed check at a certain time. The players aren't going anywhere. They aren't doing anything. Now, when classes start and the rest of the students come on campus, it's a whole different ballgame. And I think that, that's what most of the coaches that I talked to, they just felt like, if they would have, that they could control it more if it was, you're not going to bubble these guys because they got to go to school, they got to go to class. but at least they would have more control over it. I think that was more the theme of the coaches. Hey, give us a chance to keep these guys, you know, under wraps and in a bubble mentality as compared to not.
Coach, let's go back to 1976. You're a grad assistant at Pitt. You guys got a hell of a club. You got some guy named Tony Dorsett. You're all set to have a big year. And let's say COVID hits that year and you're finding out other conferences can play, but you can't. What's your message to your team? How do you process that?
Wow. You know what? Probably a lot like the Big Ten coaches are. I mean, right. To be honest with you.
Right.
Sure.
You know,
we want to play. We got a good football team. You know, we know that if we wait till the spring, Tony's not going to play in the spring. He's going to the draft. I don't blame him. So, you know, you only have these kids. It's not like the NFL where you can keep them for 10 years. I mean, these kids are in and out of here in 3 years now. So you got to maximize when you get the good players and talented players and mature players. So there would have been a gripe. There's no question about that.
Dave, what about the idea? I mean, can it be a legitimate national championship with so many conferences not playing? I mean, I have an issue with that.
I don't think so. I don't. I mean, you can if you want, but there's always going to be, you know, questions in my mind. Excuse me. Under these conditions and with that, with two of the conferences out, like you say. I don't see how they can have a championship. I think the bowl games get wiped out. I think the college football playoffs get wiped out. I think you're going to end up with, if a couple conferences stay alive through the whole thing, that you'll end up having conference championships, and that's the end of the story for this year.
And Dave, let me follow up. The problem I'd have, too, if they went along or went ahead with the national championship and the bowl, you know, the playoff, would be if I was one of the other conferences and we all have a deal that this is how it's set up, how could they move forward without the other conferences? Am I right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. I mean, you talk about everybody playing. You know, that's been the biggest gripe with the playoff is not everyone's playing on the same playing field, you know, as far as conference games and number of Power Five teams and on and on and on. Well, this even though some of this, it's another thing where there'd be too many complaints of the team that didn't play. It just wouldn't work. I really don't see how they could have one with just three conferences.
All right, Dave, we appreciate it. Our guest, Dave Wannstedt, of course, from Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. Of course, he's a football analyst. And you can follow him on Twitter at Coach Wannstedt. Dave, thank you so much for the knowledge. We appreciate you.
Okay, guys. Be safe.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. More coming up with Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's a Magic City Monday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto in for Mr. Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. And Bernie, the Washington football team has a new boss, a president. The team hired Jason Wright as team president, making him the first black team president in the NFL history and only the fourth former player to ascend to that role. Washington had been without a president since Bruce Allen was fired after the 2019 season. The team has hired coach Ron Rivera and gave him full power. As owner Dan Snyder said, he wanted a coach-centric approach to running his franchise. Wright will not be involved in the football side, Bernie. He will focus only on the business side, including operations, finance, sales, and marketing. And there you go. What do you make of the hire of Jason Wright as the team president?
It's a grand slam hire, and I'll tell you why. People don't know about this gentleman. He's got a very interesting, unique background. The past 7 years, Rob, he's been a partner in a consulting firm, and their specialty is rebuilding companies in jeopardy. Gee, you think the Washington football team's in jeopardy? And I think the fact that they went outside to bring in somebody—
I think Alex Trebek is over there. Yeah, I think you're right.
Nicely done. I'll take new GMs for 50, Alex. The bottom line is there's a reason organizations bring in people externally, because he's going to push the thinking. He's going to get outside the box, be a little disruptive. He's going to go to work right away, and he's going to repair the team's culture and formulate a new foundation. But here's what people don't know about Jason Wright. He checks all the boxes. He played in the NFL for 7 seasons. He was an undrafted free agent. He went to Northwestern. And in 2011, you remember that lockout? Well, he was the Arizona Cardinals' captain. captain and labor representative. And oh, by the way, he ran for 1,200 yards and scored 5 touchdowns in his career. Not bad. Ron Rivera and him actually have a little bit of history. They know each other, and they're looking forward to working together and sort of combining their talents. But as you mentioned, Rob, he's going to be really on the business side. And again, here's where he checks all the boxes. He earned his MBA from the University of Chicago, and he worked in international consulting. Absolutely. And so the long and the short of it is, Dan Snyder handpicked him. He praised his business background, and he basically said, Dan Snyder basically said, if I could custom design a leader for this important time in our history, it would be Jason, because he's got experience as a player, he's got business acumen, and so he's got perspective from all angles. You really can't ask for a better hire.
Where do you look at Daniel Snyder and where he is, considering how people were looking at the franchise, what was going on just a month or so ago, Bernie, and now, obviously, he said almost said over his dead body he would change the team name. That's happened. There were some issues in the front office. He's hired now the first black team president. I mean, when you look at Daniel Snyder and some of the moves that he's making, it seems incredible and lightning fast. What do you make of what he's doing?
Well, Rob, I'm always of the belief that people can change if they want to, if they look inward and they're introspective and they want to bad enough. And that's, you know, let's call this for what it is. Washington's, in the last 20 years under Daniel Snyder's tutelage, has been, you know, characterized with futility. I mean, his entire tenure as an owner, it's been a disaster on and off the field, right? I mean, they didn't win on the field, and they made up for it by looking like a complete embarrassment off the field. But I also think he looked in the mirror and said, you know, what do I want my legacy to be? Maybe I need to surround myself with people smarter than me. And people make statements, people change their mind when they're processing more information. I used to make fun of Dan Snyder. Matter of fact, I once said on the radio, he made money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it from his dad. I don't really know what his background was or what he did to earn the right. Maybe he was in the right stomach at the right time until one day he wakes up and he's owner of the Redskins. However, having said that, Rob, and I know you're a fair guy, we've known each other 25 years, I believe in second chances. Let's see what he does with this. And so far, he's off to a good start.
Speaking of second chances, it's unbelievable that Alex Smith returned to the practice field, Bernie, for the Washington team 21 months after sustaining. You remember that horrific leg injury. He has undergone 17 surgeries and had an infection that was so bad that they nearly thought about amputating his leg. What a story. You want to talk about comeback player of the year. How was he on the football team for the Washington team?
Well, Ron Rivera believes he can help. And, you know, Rob, he is a 3-time Pro Bowler. He's got 94 wins in his career. He's won everywhere he's been. He hasn't been able to get teams over the top. I get that. But, Rob, you saw the movie Trading Places, one of my favorite of all time, when Eddie Murphy goes and sees the band Sexual Chocolate. He looks up at the stage and said, the boy can sing. The boy can sing. And that's how I feel about Alex Smith. When you pull away all of the mishigas that's plagued him in the last – and he wasn't number one draft choice. Let's not forget that. Rob, I think the man can play. My only concern is, more than people think, well, he had some quicks. He had some ability to make you miss and keep plays alive with his feet. We have to see if that comes back. But it's a great experiment for Washington, because if he's able to get on the field and help Haskins or even help them win some games – great. If not, they find out and they'll cut him, and they'll save $13 million next year in the salary cap.
Yeah, it's about Haskins. I mean, you got to move forward, but it's a great story, as you said, and he could be somebody who could help him in his development and be there just in case.
But you know he's going to get a chance to win the job. Ron Rivera was clear about that.
That'll be now, if he wins the job and you have a young quarterback who you drafted pretty high, that would be incredible. I still don't believe that that's where they want to go long term, but it's great to have him back on the football field. Great, great, great story. All right, coming up in the next hour of The Odd Couple, we are going to Bernie Fratto thinks the Big Ten has made a big mistake in not playing football, and Bernie's going, I can't wait to hear this argument. Bernie and I are going to go at it, because I cannot agree more with the Big Ten and the schools that have decided to pull the plug. But Bernie, I can't wait to hear your take and why you think they made a big mistake. We'll also talk about some more updated information from the NCAA doctor who talks about better testing. Also, we'll get into the NBA. Sekou Smith from the from NBA.com and NBA TV. He's going to join us, and some shop talk where we'll reminisce about the 20 years of Fox Sports Radio, our anniversary here at the network. So it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Bernie Fratto in for, of course, Chris Broussard, who's on vacation. Stick and stay, America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.